Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. The House Select Committee investigating last year's insurrection at the U.S. Capitol is formally requesting former President Donald Trump's cooperation. The panel issued a subpoena today for Trump's testimony under oath, as well as for records. NPR's Dustin Jones has more.
The move comes weeks after the committee unanimously voted to hold Trump accountable for inciting the mob. The panel's chair, Democrat Benny Thompson of Mississippi, and Vice Chair, Republican Liz Cheney from Wyoming, wrote a letter to Trump, ordering he appear before the committee. The letter accuses the former president of personally orchestrating and overseeing an effort to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election. Trump called the committee, quote, a total bust, after it voted to subpoena him last week. The former president has until November 4th to produce the documents, and the subpoena requires him to appear for testimony sometime around November 14th. Dustin Jones, NPR News.
Meanwhile, longtime Trump advisor Steve Bannon has been sentenced to 4 months in prison for contempt of Congress, that for defying a subpoena from the House January 6th committee. The 68-year-old was found guilty of two counts of contempt. Bannon is free pending appeal.
Today was my judgment day by the judge, and he stated for the appeal. We'll have a very vigorous appeals process. I've got a great legal team, and there'll be multiple areas of appeal.
He was also fined $6,500. President Biden says his plan to forgive billions of dollars in student loan debts is a success, and he says it's a game changer.
Our student loan plan lowers costs for Americans as they recover from the pandemic to give everybody a little more breathing room. I want to be clear who's going to benefit most: working people, middle-class folks.
Speaking there at Delaware State University, Biden's plan will forgive up to $20,000 in student loan debt under certain conditions for millions of borrowers. Next year, you'll be allowed to contribute more to your retirement plan. NPR's David Gura has more.
If you have a 401k or a 403b, in 2023, the new contribution limit will be $22,500. That's $2,500 more than this year, a jump of almost 10%. And you're also allowed to put more money in IRAs. The reason the Internal Revenue Service is making the change is high inflation. The latest government data showed prices on goods and services rose from August to September by 0.4%, more than expected. The federal government also increased the contribution limit for adults 50 and older, who are allowed to contribute more because they're closer to retirement. That maximum is now $30,000. David Gura, NPR News, New York.
Wall Street higher by the closing bell, the Dow up 748 points. You're listening to NPR News. The UN Security Council voted unanimously today to impose sanctions on Haitian gangs that have been blocking fuel depots in the country. The U.S. calls the vote a message to bad actors who are wreaking havoc, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
The resolution singles out one man, a former police officer who leads an alliance of gangs known as the G9 Family and Allies. A Security Council committee will be able to impose sanctions on others, including travel bans and an arms embargo. U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield calls the resolution a first step.
This resolution is an initial answer to the calls for help from the Haitian people.
She's also working with Mexico on a resolution that would authorize an international intervention in Haiti. She says it would be a non-UN force and limited in scope if diplomats support it. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
Elon Musk plans to lay off most of Twitter's workforce if and when he becomes owner of the social media company. The Washington Post reports that Musk told prospective investors in his Twitter purchase that he planned to cut nearly 75% of San Francisco-based Twitter employees' base of 7,500 workers, leaving the company with a skeleton crew. Critics say pulling back investments on content moderation and data security could hurt Twitter and its users. And on Wall Street, higher by the close, the Dow up 748, the Nasdaq up 244, the S&P 500 up 86. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.